Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Got a packed show for you here today. Later on, we're going to be hearing from Jamie Ramsey at the Senior Center, Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter, and a replay of our interview with C. Clyde Jones. But starting things off, it's K-State Research and Extension, and joining us today, the Riley County Extension Director, Gary Fike, joins us. Welcome back again.
Thanks, Brandon. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on today.
The pride of Ramona.
What's that?
The pride of Ramona, Kansas.
No, I'm no longer that.
Oh, you're not?
No. I don't know that I ever was, but the pride of Ramona is Tanner Bruner, who qualified for the National Finals Rodeo and Steer Wrestling.
Well, it's nice of you to give that up. I know that you were watching a lot of rodeo stuff here. Was it last weekend?
Yes, last week, all last week.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. They moved it from Vegas to Arlington, Texas because of the COVID thing, and I think it was very successful.
Uh-huh. Tell us about this.
They leave it in Texas.
Tell us about this Bruner kid.
Tell you about him. I'm trying to think. He's a K-State graduate, animal science. His dad's Tracy Bruner. He was on the K-State rodeo team and an animal science graduate, along with his brother Mark, who is my age, a K-State animal science graduate. And Tanner, I don't know, is he 27, 28? This is the third year in a row that he's qualified for the NFR, which means you have to be in the top 15 in the PRCA standings. And he's just a really good kid and comes from a great family. So, it's a huge deal for Kansas. And there's another kid from Waverly, Kansas, that won the bareback riding average at the NFR, and he won over $200,000. So we had some Kansas boys do some really good things last week.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's excellent.
So Arlington, yeah. was that maybe at the Cowboys Stadium where they did this?
It's where the Rangers play.
Oh, okay.
I think the baseball stadium.
Yeah, brand new.
And
place.
They had everybody spaced way out, of course, so there wasn't a whole lot of crowd there, like a lot of things. But man, it was, you know, first time you've been able to watch it at a decent hour, because in Las Vegas, of course, it's a couple hours later. It doesn't start till 10 o'clock local time or whatever. So it's a little hard to watch when it's in Vegas. But
I forgot. I've been so messed up with my sports schedule that, you know, I will usually tune in. I'm not a huge rodeo fan, but I will tune in if that's on, because it's fun to watch, especially the bull riding.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt.
Cool. Well, Texas would be a good place for that. We've got some other things we're going to chat about here this morning. Gary is going to talk to us about some tax information. Believe it or not, it won't be too long before we're filing taxes again here, because we've just about wrapped up 2020.
Boy, we just about got to the year end here. What's today? The 18th. So we got 2 weeks left basically to kind of do some year end tax planning. And I think we discussed that before one time about, you know, maybe starting to prepare a little bit earlier than December, but it's still not too late to do a lot of things. But we're getting geared up for the volunteer income tax assistance season that we do every year. And of course, this year it's going to look a little different because of COVID and some of those kinds of things. We will be partnering with the Manhattan Public Library again to prepare taxes for low to moderate income citizens, Riley and surrounding counties. This must be year 25 or 26, I think. I just kind of inherited the program when I came here, and this will be my second year. Sue Simmons is our coordinator. But last year, Brandon, we did, despite COVID and being shut down early, we still did some remotely and ended up with about 600 returns we prepared last year. So it was a big deal, and we expect to have hopefully as many this year.
Very good. And, you know, that's such a welcome thing for a lot of folks, because doing your taxes, I've experienced doing it by yourself is really difficult.
It is. And you know, everybody talks about making the tax code easier, and it is if you're a college student maybe and has one or two jobs and you get your W-2s, and you know, it's not too terribly difficult. But you know, we don't do itemized returns. We only do returns for people making household income less than $57,000 a year, which includes a lot of college students. We also have a lot of retired folks that come and get theirs prepared, and they're just wonderful to work with. They really are. We'll have more details out later once we get the schedule finalized, but we will be starting about the 27th, 28th of January. And some of our preparers, of course, will be, we'll offer a service of you can drop off your taxes along with your intake form at the library or here at the extension office. And then we can take them and do them and then maybe call you if we have questions and then do a pickup. So we're trying to figure out the logistics of all of that, but we intend to go full bore again this year and offer just as much assistance as we can.
All right. Such a great service. Years ago, I remember when I lived in Nebraska, I took advantage of this type of service, and it was wonderful, and they got me a great return, saved me a lot of money, and it ain't cheap to go have somebody prepare it for you. This is a great thing, and I know it is income-based, right?
Yes, it is income-based, and we don't do itemized returns, we don't do military returns, but they've got folks on the Fort Riley post that will do those for our men and women in the armed services. They've got a few different wrinkles that we are not certified to do. This is actually an IRS program, Brandon. You know, IRS kind of has the program, the test. We all have to take a test and pass it in several different areas before they'll let us do it. We'll have about 9 or 10 volunteers that do it, that will prepare taxes. We've got some wonderful people that have been there for a long, long time, have been doing them maybe since day one. But it's actually a lot of fun because you get to learn a lot about some new folks that aren't otherwise extension users. So we're reaching outside, and we serve a very diverse audience. So we have retirees, we have college students, we have people with handicaps, we have people who are come from all walks of life, race, ethnicities. And it's great because everybody's got to do taxes. It doesn't matter. If you're earning money, you're going to have to do it. So we're just happy to help. And it is a lot of fun. We really enjoy it.
Gary Fike joining us here. He's the Riley County K-State Research and Extension Director. And, it's been a wild year. Do you want to talk about maybe some successes you guys have had at the extension this past year?
Sure. We've done a number of things that have been atypical. For instance, county fair. You all know about that. We did that mostly one-on-one, and the livestock shows basically went on as normal. No carnival. We didn't have any corn dog stands or any of the vendors there, but we were able to do that. And the biggest thing about the 4-H end of the fair, Brandon, is that kids get a chance to learn something from their project. And that's number one thing. And we accomplished that. So we felt like we were pretty successful. And Megan just wrapped up Medicare Part D, which was amazing. She did most of them over the phone, a few face-to-face. But she saved clients, I think it was this year, again, over $100,000 in Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug part of Medicare. And she worked with those folks and saved them that much money. I can't remember the number of clients she helped, but it was a bunch. And so that went on as normal. That was successful. Last night I just did a Zoom class on investing that we couldn't do face-to-face. So we did that, and that was great. We had great interaction, a lot of stuff going on there. And I know Greg McClure is lining up his winter programming ag deals, and they're all going to be probably remote, Zoom, whatever. We're going to have to just continue to embrace those kinds of technologies to continue on with our program.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice pivot, and it's great that a lot of folks have been able to pivot and keep things going. Hopefully the fair, and I know their planning goes on year round, but are you optimistic we could maybe have an in-person fair in 21?
I'm very optimistic that we will have an in-person fair. They're starting to vaccinate people, and of course it takes a while for the vaccine to work, and I'm not a doctor, but obviously when you get everybody vaccinated, give them time for the vaccines to work and maybe the booster. I'm very hopeful that we will have a fair that will be pretty close to normal. It may not be 100%, but I'm hoping it will be. So we're going to kind of plan for that.
That sounds good. You know, I really missed it this year because it wasn't the same, obviously, for the average guy, the spectator at the fair. But I'm really glad the kids still got to participate and do all that. But it was definitely a miss. The community, I know, really loves going to that.
It's a huge event, and we've tried to figure out, and I think the Chamber of Commerce here in Manhattan has tried to, you know, use some models to measure the economic impact of the Riley County Fair on the city of Manhattan. You've just got so many people down there and spending money, and but it's hard to get a grasp on because there's no admission fee or whatever, tickets sold. So it's hard to measure when you do that. We can do that with the rodeo. You know, we know how many people go to the rodeo and what kind of money that generates, but we don't really know a lot about all of the vendors and what they collect and those kinds of things. So, but it's a pretty cool event, as everyone knows, and I'm just real optimistic we'll be able to do that.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions or want to get a hold of you, can they call you? Do you close up for the holidays at all?
We will be closed the week. We'll be closed on the 24th and 25th, of course. And then the K-State deal was that they announced here about 2 weeks ago that they were giving everybody the week off between Christmas and New Year's. So we'll be back on January the 4th. I think that is the Monday, the first Monday. So we'll be back then. But we're going to be taking some time off and celebrating, hopefully, with family and friends.
All right. Well, Gary, we appreciate all that you do for us, and thanks for coming on today at last moment, and we'll talk to you next year.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Brandon. You guys have a wonderful day and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Stay tuned. Jamie Ramsey from the Senior Center is up next on K-Man's In Focus.